So we're dealing here in the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, where the Gemara says, "What's the significance of 30 days before Pesachim Vav Amud Aleph going on to Vav Amud Bet? What's the significance of 30 days before Pesach?" So we have here a machloket between Tanakama and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. When is there an obligation to begin discussing, asking, inquiring into Hilchot Pesach? Tanakama says, Shoalim v'dorshim Hilchot Pesach, Kodem HaPesach 30 Yom, 30 days before. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer Shtei Shabbatot, he says 2 weeks before. And then the Gemara asks, my Tama the Tanakama, so the top line of Vav Amud Bet, what's the reason of Tanakama? Sharei Moshe omed v'Pesach Rishon u'mazhir ala Pesach HaSheni. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the day of Erev Pesach Rishon, which is the 14th of Nisan, and he was already teaching them and instructing them the halachot of Pesach Sheni, which is to take place a month after that, Shneimar, as it says in the Pasuk. So the first Pasuk is in Bamidbar Tet, Perek Tet, Pasuk Bet, it's in Parsha Be'alotcha, Ve'ya'asu b'nei Yisrael et ha-Pasach b'mo'ado. Hashem said to Moshe, remind everyone to do the Korban Pesach in its time. That's the 14th of Nisan. And then, Uchtiv, and what does it say after that? Three psukim later, it says, Vayhi anashim asher ayu teme'im lenefesh adam, right? There were people that were tameh, they weren't able to do the Pesach, and they came back. They came to Moshe, and they asked, what about us? What do we do? And he asked Hashem, and Hashem told him, and he stood there, and he said, all the halachot of Pesach Sheni, which was only to be taking place 30 days later. So from here we see, says Tanakama, Shoalim v'dorshim kodem ha-Pesach 30 yom. What does Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel answer to this proof? The Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel amar lach, he can tell you, Aidi de'ayri b'mili de'pischa. By the way, since he was already talking about the halachot of Pesach, which halachot of Pesach? Of that day, right? V'yasu ita Pesach v'mo'ado. Masik lehu, he finished for them, lechol milei de pischa. He finished, he went on to tell them all the halachot of Pesach. Which means Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is saying, not because there is an obligation to learn the halachot or ask about them 30 days before. It's just that since he was already in the sugya, you know, it's like a person said, since we learned Perek Aleph of Pesachim, let's finish the whole Masechet. Can you imagine? I'll tell you everything else. And that's what was done. So that's how Rabban Shimon Gamliel responds to the proof of Tanakama. Now what about Rabban Shimon Gamliel himself? What's his proof? That's only how he responds to Tanakama's proof. What's his original makor for saying you only have to start 2 weeks before, which would be Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So let's see. The Gemara asks six lines from the top, "Mai tama de Rabban Shimon Gamliel?" What's the reasoning of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Shehare Moshe omed berosh haChodesh. If you rewind back to Egypt, back to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, umazhir ala Pesach, and he was telling all of Bnei Yisrael the halachot of Pesach, which was to be taking place on the 14th, 2 weeks later. Shneimar, how do we know that that was the sequence of events? Shneimar, it states in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk is in Parashat Bo, right? We're actually going to read this in two weeks or so. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim. Now when it says HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim, that's Rosh Chodesh. That parasha was said when Hashem pointed to the moon, to the Molad, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaze re'e v'kadesh. This is how I want you to sanctify the new moon, the month, with the Molad, right? So that means, when was he talking to him? He was talking to him on the day of Rosh Chodesh himself. HaChodesh hazeh, he's pointing to the Chodesh. So on that day, Uchtiv, what's the Pasuk that follows? Mamash, the Pasuk immediately after that. Daberu el kol adat Israel lemor, speak to all Israel, saying, Be'asor lachodesh hazeh, on the 10th of the month, ויקחו להם איש סלבית אבות סלבית. They should take on the 10th of the month a sheep and get it ready and checked out and prepared for Korban Pesach. And then the Pasuk says later, ve'alechem nemishmeret ad 14, and you should watch over it for 4 days until the 14th of this month. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing on Rosh Chodesh? He's telling them about the halachot of Korban Pesach, which is going to be on the 14th of the month. So that's the source for Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Now the Gemara will challenge it. The Gemara challenges this proof of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Mimai de Beresh Yarcha Kai. How do you know that when he was standing and talking to Bnei Israel, that it was on the day of Rosh Chodesh? I mean, yeah, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of Rosh Chodesh, and he told him, "Achodesh hazeh lachem." True. But how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu actually told them everything that he was told on that very day of Rosh Chodesh? Maybe he waited a few days. Dilma be'arba'a be'yarcha. Again, let's repeat. Mimai, from where do you know, de'beresh yarcha kai, that on Rosh Chodesh he was standing and telling Bnei Yisrael, dilma be'arba'a be'yarcha, maybe on the 4th of the month, or be'chamisha be'yarcha, or maybe on the 5th of the month. How do you know? Ela, so the Gemara is doche, it rejects this proof of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Because although it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu was spoken to by Hashem on the day of Rosh Chodesh, saying, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, but we still don't have proof that he spoke the halachot to Bnei Israel on that day. And that would have to be the proof, because we're learning a halacha for Am Yisrael that Sho'alim V'Dorshim. That has to be the day, you have to show me the day when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Am Yisrael, not when Hashem spoke to Moshe. So maybe he spoke to them on the 4th of Nisan, on the 5th of Nisan, and therefore that proof is rejected, at least for now. Ela Amar Rabba Bar Shimi Mishmei de Ravina. Rabba Bar Shimi says in the name of Ravina, you know what the source for the 2 weeks of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is? Mehacha. We fast forward again to Sefer Bamidbar. All right? But this time, in Sefer Bamidbar, we have two psukim. One is going to be from Perek Tet, that parasha of Pesach Sheni, and one is going to be smack in the beginning, the first pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar. Let's see. Let's see how it goes. Mehacha, from here. It says in one pasuk, and this is in Perek Tet, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, במדבר סיני, בשנה השנית, בחודש הראשון. And Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Midbar Sinai, in the second year of their leaving Mitzrayim, בחודש הראשון, in the first month. What's בחודש הראשון? That's Nisan. So in Nisan of the second year, this is in Parashat Behalotcha, right? This is when Hashem spoke to Moshe, Uchtiv, and what does it say? It says, Ve'ya'asu ben Yisrael et ha-pasach b'mo'ado. So wait a second. It says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana ha-shenit, b'chodesh ha-rishon. What's b'chodesh ha-rishon? B'chodesh ha-rishon means he's speaking to him on Rosh Chodesh, right? And then it says, "V'yasu b'nei Yisrael et ha-pasach b'mo'ado." Which Pesach? The Pesach of the 14th of Nisan. So Moshe Rabbeinu is standing on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's what the first pasuk says, which is 2 weeks before Pesach itself. That must be the proof of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So here too, the Gemara challenges the proof with the same similar question. The Gemara says, "Hachanami." Over here also you could ask, Mimai de Beresh Yarcha Kai? How do you know Moshe Rabbeinu himself, when he spoke to Am Yisrael, he was also on Rosh Chodesh? Yes, you show me from the Pasuk. Pasuk Aleph in Perek Tet says that Hashem spoke to him b'chodesh HaRishon, which means on Rosh Chodesh. How do you know Moshe Rabbeinu then immediately on that day relayed the message to Am Yisrael? Maybe Dilma be'arba'a bi'alcha, maybe it was on the fourth of the month, or b'chamisha bi'alcha kai, or maybe it was standing on the fifth of the month when he spoke to them. So therefore, with this question once again, the Gemara is rejecting the second way. The way that Rabbi Bar Shimi said in the name of Ravina is also rejected by the Gemara for now. However, we have an answer. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says there is a way of figuring it out. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says like this. Atya Midbar Mi Midbar. We have a Gzera Shava, Midbar from Midbar. K'tiv Hacha. In this Pasuk, what does it say? The Pasuk that we just quoted. It says, Bemidbar Sinai. Right? Uchtiv Hatam. And it says, in a different Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, first Pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar. What does it say? Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Bemidbar Sinai Be'ohel Moed Be'echad Lachodesh. Hasheni. Again, that Pasuk in Bamidbar, the first Pasuk of Bamidbar is, Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai Be'ohel Moed Be'echad Lachodesh Hasheni. Oh, here it's a Pasuk Meforash that it was Be'echad Lachodesh Hasheni. Ma lehalan berosh chodesh, afkan berosh chodesh. Just like over there it's rosh chodesh, so too over here when it says in the pasuk in Be'alotcha, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana hashenit b'chodesh harishon, it means also on rosh chodesh. Based on this gezera shava, we're back to the proof that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu was standing 2 weeks before Pesach Sheni and telling them about Pesach Sheni. Because when it says in the Pasuk, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana ha-shenit b'chodesh ha-rishon, what's b'chodesh ha-rishon? Be'echad l'chodesh. It's on Rosh Chodesh itself. Look in Tosfot, Mimai de'beresh yal chakai. Alright? Tosfot asks like this. Everybody look in Tosfot right now. Mimai de Beresh Yal Chakai. The Gemara is asking, how do you know that he's standing on Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it's late, maybe it's on the fourth or the fifth of the month. Tosfot assumes, like you do, that the Gemara's question is on how do you know Hashem spoke to him on Rosh Chodesh? So Tosfot asks, Tema, the Beshabbat Beperek Rabbi Akiva, in Masechet Shabbat, in the Perek called Rabbi Akiva, and the Pevav Amud Bet, Ka'ama Rabba, Rabba says, the kule alma b'rosh chodesh atu, lemidbar Sinai. That everybody agrees that it was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan when they arrived at Har Sinai. Because it says, b'chodesh ha-shelishi, letzet b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, b'yom hazeh ba'u, right? Why? K'tiv hacha b'yom hazeh ba'u, midbar Sinai. There in Parashat Yitro, by Har Sinai, it says, b'yom hazeh. וכתיב הטעם החודש הזה. And it says החודש, and in פרשת בו, it says החודש הזה. So the Gemara is making a גזרה שווה in מסכת שבת from the word הזה, הזה. מה להלן ראש חודש? The Gemara assumes for a דבר פשוט, that when it said החודש הזה לכם, what's the word הזה? Is pointing to the moon. So it's for sure ראש חודש, אף כאן ראש חודש. So too, in מתן תורה, when did they arrive? In Har Sinai, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Alma, says Tosfot, we see from here clear, Pshita de Chodesh Hazeh Ne'emar Lo B'Rosh Chodesh. It's Pashut that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu when he said the words, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. It was on the day of Rosh Chodesh. And as I told you, why is that Pashut? V'hainu Mishum De'amar Be'akometz Rabba. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Menachot of Kaftet Amud Aleph, שנתקשה משה רבנו בראיית הלבנה. Moshe Rabbeinu was having a difficulty to understand the exact size of the molad, of the moon. When is it supposed to be Rosh Chodesh? עד שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, until Hashem had to point to him, כזה ראה וקדש. When did he do that? He did that on Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfot is asking, why does the Gemara over here ask, Mimai de Beresh Yal Chakai? How do you know he's on Rosh Chodesh? Maybe he spoke to them on the 4th or the 5th. What do you mean? But it's Pashut that these things were said to him on the day of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara assumes that in Shabbat Peitet, and the Gemara says it clearly in Menachot Kaftet. V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam answers like I told you, how I explained to you the Gemara. V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, af al gav she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe Beresh Yarcha, even though that is a given, yes. You're listening, Shachar. Even though that is a given, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe the words of HaChodesh HaZelachem, Beresh Yarcha, on Rosh Chodesh. But the questioning of the Gemara here of Mimai is Dilma Moshe lo amar laim leYisrael ela beGimel beDalet beYarcha. That's the question. The question is, how do you know that Moshe spoke to them on Gimel or Dalet beYarcha? Umasik, and what does the Gemara come out leMaskana? The Yalif Midbar mi Midbar. We learn a Gezerah Shava Midbar from Midbar. So now Tosfot is going to answer our question that we were bothered by before. Or that I was bothered. I don't know if you were bothered with me or not. But Tosfot is going to explain to us the Gzera Shava, how over here you have to learn that the same day that Hashem spoke to Moshe is the same day Moshe spoke to Am Yisrael. Because we learn Midbar from Midbar. De behahi de be'echad lachodesh hasheni. Because in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph of Sefer Bamidbar, where it says Hashem spoke to him Be'echad l'chodesh hasheni, on Rosh Chodesh of the second month, Amirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'amirat Moshe havi beresh yarcha. Over there you have to say that both the speaking of Hashem to Moshe and the speaking of Moshe to Israel were both on the same day of Rosh Chodesh. How do we know that there in Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph of Bamidbar? Dichtiv be'echad l'chodesh hasheni v'yitialedu al mishpech v'yitialedu al mishpechotam levet avotam, which means Hashem spoke to him on Rosh Chodesh. Go count Bnei Israel. Right, that's the subject of Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Go count them, and it says that be'echad l'chodesh hasheni v'yitialedu al mishpechotam, that the count was taking place already on Rosh Chodesh. That means Moshe also spoke to Am Yisrael on the day of Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so when the Gemara is learning a Gzera Shava over here, that Midbar b'Midbar, from Perek Aleph in Bamidbar to Perek Tet in the Sugya of Pesach Sheni, it has to be the same. Which means just like over there, it was on Rosh Chodesh. What was on Rosh Chodesh? Both the speaking of Hashem to Moshe and the speaking of Moshe to Israel. So too, in Perek Tet, by Pesach Sheni, just like the speaking of Hashem to Moshe was on Rosh Chodesh, the speaking of Moshe to Israel was also on Rosh Chodesh. And that was 2 weeks before Pesach Sheni. That is the proof, according to how Rabbeinu Tam here explains, is the proof of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And then to finish off Tosfot here, Veri Mefaresh, the Ri explains, Af al gav de hachodesh haze, hava beresh yarcha, even though hachodesh haze was on Rosh Chodesh, mihu dilma hadeka amar daberu el koladat Yisrael, lo hava beresh yarcha. See, that's why, going back to Parashat Bo, there, the Gemara does have a question. Maybe there is a discrepancy between when Hashem spoke to him and when Moshe spoke to them. So in other words, even though it says, even though the words Achodesh Azelachem is in the beginning of the month, is on Rosh Chodesh, but maybe the words after that, Daberu El Koladat Israel, was only Beresh, was not on Resh Yarcha, was not on Rosh Chodesh. And then Tosfot ends off by asking, Ve'im Tomar, maybe you'll ask, Amai lo yalif hata midbar mibamidbar ki hacha. Why the Gemara in Shabbat? Why does the Gemara in Shabbat, when it wants to prove that we arrived at Har Sinai, on the day of Rosh Chodesh, why does it resort to the Gzera Shavah of Hazeh Hazeh? Why don't you just use the Gzera Shavah that we're using here? Midbar Bamidbar. Says Tosfot, that you couldn't do there. Yesh lomar de midbar mi bamidbar lo yalfinan. It's two different words. One is midbar. Where does it say just the word midbar? In Parashat Yitro, b'chodesh ha-shelishi letzet b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'yom hazeh ba'u midbar Sinai. It only says midbar. So you couldn't use that word in a Gzera Shavah to learn from Parashat Bamidbar, where it says Bemidbar Sinai Be'echad Lachodesh, because there it says Bemidbar. So therefore, the Gemara in Shabbat Peitet had to use a different Gzera Shavah, the Pevav rather, a different Gzera Shavah, the Gzera Shavah of Hazeh Hazeh. It says Bayom Hazeh, and it says Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, just like over there is Rosh Chodesh, so too over here is Rosh Chodesh. So that last part of Tosfot, when it says Ve'im Tomar, is asking on the Gemara Shabbat Peivav, not on our Gemara. It's asking on the Gemara Shabbat Peivav. So, therefore, Baruch Hashem, Tosfot, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot took care of our worries here that we had. When the Gemara now learns the Gzera Shavah of, in one place it says Bemidbar, in another place it says Bemidbar. So we learn just like over here it's Rosh Chodesh, so too over here is Rosh Chodesh, it comes with a full package. It's not just Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. It's teaching us just like over there in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph of Bamidbar. Hashem spoke to him on Rosh Chodesh, and also Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael immediately on that same day on Rosh Chodesh. So to fast forward in Perek Tet, where it says that Hashem spoke to him on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? So also, it's also on Rosh Chodesh, which means 2 weeks before. In Parashat Bo, it's possible to say. We don't know that he waited, but it's not a proof that he didn't. It's still possible to say there that he waited, and therefore that wasn't a good proof. So as of now, what did the Gemara come out lemaskana? What's the proof of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? The proof of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is from the pasuk in Parashat Be'alotcha, where it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, telling him to tell Bnei Yisrael to do the Korban Pesach, right? When was that he spoke to him? Has to be that it's Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. Why? Because it says the word Bamidbar, and it says elsewhere in Perik Aleph, it says the word Bamidbar. Just like in Perik Aleph, when it says Bamidbar, it says clearly Be'echad Lachodesh, on Rosh Chodesh. So too, he spoke to them on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, reminding them of the upcoming Korban Pesach in 2 weeks. So it comes out that there's a machloket here in Pshat in Chumash between Tanakam and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. What do I mean? In Perek Tet Pasuk Aleph, where it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and he told him, tell Bnei Yisrael v'yasu Bnei Yisrael et ha-Pasach b'moado. When is it that Hashem spoke to Moshe, telling him to warn Bnei Yisrael? According to Tanna Kamma, it's on the 14th of Nisan of the second year. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it was on Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, 2 weeks earlier. So that's one thing here in Pshat in the Chumash. Comes out a machloket between them. All right. Nice little chidush here from the Agot Ya'abetz in the back. The Ya'abetz is medagdek in the Gemara. When the Gemara asked the question, "Mimai de Beresh Yalcha," how do we know it's on Rosh Chodesh? Maybe he spoke to them be'arba'a or be'chamisha. So you might say, you know, the Gemara is just picking random dates to ask. How come the Ya'abetz asks? How come the Gemara didn't say Mimai de Beresh Yalcha? Dilma, but on the second or on the third? How come the Gemara skipped the second and third in the question? How come the Gemara said maybe he spoke to them on the fourth or on the fifth? Is that a random question, or is it deliberately is skipping over the second and third in the question? The Abet says there is an intention here. It's by design that the Gemara did not ask, Dilma Basheni or Bashlishi. The Gemara didn't ask that. Why is that? So the Abet says, beautiful. He says, because Basheni Lachodesh Bevadai Lo Amar Moshe Yisrael Parashazo. He says you surely cannot say that it was on the second day of the month that Moshe would speak to Am Yisrael, telling them this parasha, which has in it the besorah, the news that they are leaving Mitzrayim. Why? Because in Masechet Shabbat and Daf Zayin Amud Bet, it says that the 15th of Nisan that year, when we left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, it was on a Thursday. So the 15th of Nisan was a Thursday. So it comes out, if you do the math, it comes out, if the 15th of Nisan was a Thursday, the 2nd of the month was a Friday. Right? If the 15th was a Thursday, so that means Rosh Chodesh was a Thursday. If Rosh Chodesh was a Thursday, Aleph Nisan, so the 2nd of Nisan was a Friday. Right? So you can't say that on a Friday he was coming and telling them Besorat Mitzrayim, Besorat Yetziat Mitzrayim, because it says later on in our Masechet and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, En Eliyahu ba be'erev Shabbat levaser al ha-geula. That the Mevaser Eliyahu Navi is going to be the one who is going to tell us the news of the geula. He doesn't come on Friday. You know, on Friday, we don't have time to listen to you. He tells about the Geula. I'm busy shopping right now, Bichvot Shabbat, getting all ready, and you're going to the mikveh. You're telling me about this thing called Geula. I have no time for you. So Eliyahu Navi understands. He's a gentleman, and he's not going to come on Friday. So now Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim was doing Eliyahu Navi's job, right? He was the Mevaser Geula. So the Gemara did not ask, maybe he's Mevaser the Geula on Basheni, because Basheni comes out Friday, was Erev Shabbat. And obviously, it's not mistabel then to say Bashelishi, because Shelishi is Shabbat. And on Shabbat, he's not going to tell them to take the Korban Pesach. They can't take the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. So therefore, the Friday, meaning Basheni u Bashlishi, is deliberately skipped over by the Gemara in the question. It's by design, because it doesn't make sense to even have a Hava Mina to think that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them then. If anything, maybe on Sunday or Monday, which was Barevi'i or Bachamishi. That's why the Gemara asks Barevi'i or Bachamishi. All right, it's a cute little he'ara from the Abetz. Again, the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. Shachar, you just were mechaven to the Pnei Yeshua Kol HaKavod. It comes out according to Tanakama that the Pasuk of Yasu Bnei Yisrael et HaPasach B'Moado is on the day of, not like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was on the day of. So the question is, Pnei Yeshua says, why did he wait till the day of? Shouldn't he be telling them 30 days before? So the Pnei Yeshua says, in that particular year, there was no need, it was not necessary for Moshe to warn them 30 days before to do the Korban Pesach. Because already in Mitzrayim, they were huzharu ledorot. Because earlier in Mitzrayim, they were already warned to remember to do the Pesach. You see, Shoalim v'Dorshim is in the Halachot of Pesach. But to be warned, to be mitzuveh on Pesach, that they were already warned in Mitzrayim, that they have to do Pesach ledorot. In fact, it's a machloket, in truth, it's a machloket Tanaim in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin. If in Mitzrayim they were only mitzuveh, they were only commanded for the Pesach Mitzrayim, for the Pesach of that year. Was that a tzivui for all Dorot? Or was it only a tzivui for that year? And then the tzivui ledorot came later. So that's a machloket in the of the Tanaim. It could be, the Pnei Yeshua says, that's what the machloket between Rabban Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama is revolving around. If you say like Tanakama, then you have to say that the tzivui in Pesach of Mitzrayim was also a tzivui ledorot, and therefore you didn't have to be mitzaveh again a new tzivui for Pesach. That's why he waited till oto ayom, till bo bayom. He doesn't have to tell them 30 yom kodem lachen. Whereas according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, no, the tzivui in Mitzrayim was only the Pesach Mitzrayim. They needed a new tzivui, and therefore, when was he mitzaveh? In due time. According to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, what's due time? 2 weeks before. That was Rosh Chodesh. So simply, the answer according to the Pnei Yeshua is that they did not need to be told 30 days before that they have to do Korban Pesach. They already knew that they have to do Korban Pesach. When did they know that from? From Pesach Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they already commanded Ledorot. Whereas Rabban Shimon Gamliel could hold like the Tana that holds no. In Mitzrayim, they were only commanded for that particular year. The new tzivui came about in that Parashat Be'alotcha, so therefore he explains it's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that they were told.